Welcome to week 6 of the Thrive Audio Devotional Series. Today, you'll hear from Kelly Anderson, Blackhawk's Care Groups Coordinator, on the topic of consistency.
Daniel 6:10. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. Just as he had always done. This parenthetical insert screams at me, pattern, ingrained pattern, in the DNA type pattern. Like, if you took this away from me, it wouldn't be me type pattern. Daniel had created a pattern of interacting with God, not only in behavior 3 times a day, but in heart, giving thanks to his God. That didn't change even in the face of a law saying he had to stop or be thrown to lions. Well, I wonder if Daniel even considered not praying in this situation. It seems as if it was the only way that he knew how to respond, because it had become such a part of him, such a habit, such a soul deep pattern. He couldn't not talk to his God 3 times a day and give thanks. Richard Foster says, "Prayer is the heart's true home." I wonder if the secret to Daniel's staying power and flourishing in the ranks of a foreign and anti-God environment didn't ultimately boil down to his acquired practice of pushing away demands and anti-God messages, going home in location and in heart, and praying and giving thanks to his God consistently. You know, it takes anywhere from 21 to 30 days to create a new habit. That doesn't seem long, well, unless you're trying to create a new habit. I know how challenging this can be. Choosing to come to God each day to pray and to listen to what he might be saying to you or doing in you or asking of you is like coming home. And in this case, home is good and safe. To continue one day at a time to pull away, either physically or simply in your heart and your mind, from life demands to pray and interact with God will step by step become a habit. So when hard times come at work or in your family or in your neighborhood or community, you'll have woven a pattern into your core of connecting with God through prayer. In this, you'll continue to become more like Him and will be able to live wisely right where you are. Now we'll take a few minutes to pray through the Acts prayer prompts. I'll provide the prompt and you can respond in prayer. Adoration. Focus on God and who He is. What attributes of God most stand out to you today? Confession. Consider areas of your life where you are out of alignment with God's will for you. Confess your sins and move toward transparency in your relationship with Him. Thanksgiving. What are you particularly thankful for today? Consider answered prayers, signs of God's presence in difficult situations, etc. supplication. Ask God to help you be consistent in the situation that you are in, to persevere even when it's difficult. God, we are humbled by who you are and what you've done for us. We praise you for being in control of things that we can't understand. Help us to live in a way that remembers your desire for us to thrive where we live. To that end, help us be people of consistency in our relationship with you. Amen.